Podcast, Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. I want to thank everybody for listening to the last show with Jody Havnot from Strange Ways Kiss Podcast. It went over very well. It's my biggest show. It's my biggest show of all time, and man, I'm just pleased as punch. All right, listen, I want to tell you what I did. I saw on the web a Facebook page that said boycott Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons, and I was like, I've got to interview this dude. So I went ahead and did the interview, and I want you to understand while you're listening to it that I didn't ask a whole lot of questions, and I did not give my opinion too much because I wanted him to be able to get his full opinion out for you, the listener, and then I want you guys to go ahead and go on the Facebook page or on YouTube and – tell me what you think of what he said. Was he wrong? Was he right? Did you understand any of it? Did you accept what he had to say? Did he have good points? Or did it suck? The only thing I want you to do is be cool. Don't use profanity and, you know, call him names or whatever. He is passionate about how he feels about this band, just like you are. And, you know, I'm going to write my opinion as well. And this is how it went. So I wanted to talk about the subject of, you know, all the craziness that's going on between Kiss fans right now. I know that Jody and I touched on it on the last show, and then a website or a Facebook popped up, and it caught my attention. It caught a lot of people's attention. Tons of people started commenting on it and asking me if I've seen it, and that was boycott Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley. And I saw this and I was like, what is this about? And I went on it and I looked and I read about it. And then I thought, I've got to find out who did this and I've got to get them on the show so I can talk to them and find out what would drive somebody or why they would feel it to be necessary to do something like this. So I right now I'm going to be joined by Stephen Blevins. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. You are the creator of the Boycott Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley Facebook page, correct?
I am.
Okay. So I wanted to make sure that everybody understood where you were coming from when you did this. And I wanted to give you, you know, your opportunity because you could type it out and people don't read it all. But here they are. They've got you on the air and the opportunity for you to say what, you know, exactly what's behind all of this. And for them to, you know, you could pitch your case here and see how many people will understand where you're coming from and how many people will hate you and how many people will love you. And we're going to go from there and do the best you can to, like, basically explain why you feel the way you do. Ready?
Sure.
All right, go.
Okay. I'm a Kiss fan from the 70s. I first heard about Kiss in 75. Went through the whole thing with Kings of Satan service, all that. My parents were totally against it. And me liking Kiss, I probably bought the Kiss album collection probably 10 times until they broke it or they burned it or they ripped it up. So I went through quite a bit as a youngster trying to be a Kiss fan. Wanted to be like them, wanted to dress like them, wanted to, you know, be on stage, wanted to be a musician, the whole thing. And, you know, up into 79, when the big breakup happened, it just kind of killed me. And on into the 80s, I became a musician, went on the road, played several professional bands for about 10 years, and just kind of watched the band progress into this, whatever it is now. You know, they had several member changes. The music changed. They tried to go with the glam thing. They tried to go with two, three different things that I really didn't really go along with. But since they were my favorite band, I kind of stuck with them. I met Paul Stanley for the very first time working as a Union stagehand. And, that's not correct. The first time I met him was during the Revenge Tour. And I asked him, you know, how Ace Frehley was doing, when Ace Frehley's Comet was going to come out. And it was the very first time that I experienced the arrogance of this man. And he looked at me and said, I don't know, why don't you give him a call? It's real smart. And just turned around and walked away. And all the other fans that were standing there just laughed. And I'm like, God, this is one of my idols, you know. And the very first time I meet the guy, he just shoots me down like that. Didn't know why. I'm an H. Freely fan. I'm a Paul Stanley fan, you know. So it goes on down the line. I never did get to see Kiss in '70 live because of an issue with my parents. So in '96, when they came out and did the reunion tour, it was like the greatest thing that ever happened to me. You know?
Sure, sure.
So I went to the show, got to see Kiss, and stuck a video camera in and actually filmed the Knoxville, Tennessee show. But anyway, what's going on here is, you know, just because of the things that's happened and, you know, the thing that's going on between H. Freely and Peter Criss and the guys, you know, I can understand that families break up, things happen, this and that, you know. But watching all of this, you know, taking place, knowing that they've been shunned from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and watching Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley just attacking the Hall of Fame, shunning them up to this point, and then they turn right around and do the same thing to H. Freely and Peter Criss, in my view, and they did it to me. Because, to me, those guys are H. Freely and Peter Criss, not Tommy Thayer, not Eric Singer, not Eric Carr, who I also met, which is a very nice guy. So, basically, when H. Freely came out, I think it was maybe a month ago when he came out, he said, look, they're talking to us about playing. He said, but, you know, they're wanting Tommy to wear the makeup. He goes, I don't really want to play if he could be wearing the makeup. You know, I'm here going, it's a no-brainer. I mean, just a little bit of respect for, you know, 20 minutes. You know, let this guy wear his makeup, get up, play with the band, and, you know, at the end of the night, you know, bring the other members up. That's what you got to do. But don't shun this guy, even one of these guys, and make him walk up on the stage and get this award for the world to see, and then tell him, you know, to exit stage left and let Tommy and Eric play with their makeup. I mean, to me, that is just the rudest thing that you could do. And, you know, before that, Paul and Gene kept saying over and over and over, you know, we're not going to play with them. It's not going to happen. You know, these guys had their chance. 1, 2, 3, you're out, you know. And basically, I knew that this was going to happen before it even got started because of what Dean and Paul was saying. So it come out, you know, now that Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons says, we didn't say that. We didn't say we wouldn't play with them. But it comes back to that same thing with H. Freely. You know, we said, you know, they could play one song, but the other guys are going to wear the makeup. There's the whole issue. Right there, it's the makeup. Me and Eddie Trunk really are speaking from the same ballpark, you know, with as far as the makeup's concerned. If all of the guys went up on stage and they're just in regular clothes, no makeup, you know, no spectacle, then it'd be a little different. But to me, because of the things that's happened with these guys in the past, being in a band together, hating each other, whatever's going on, Gene and Paul didn't want to play with Ace and Peter, and this was a perfect opportunity to shun them to the world, get them back, so to speak. So when they did this, it just made me feel like, well, you know, what am I following these guys for? I mean, are they really like this? You know, I mean, I know Ace and Peter probably are, you know, these guys are. They are rock and roll. They've done the sex, drugs, rock and roll. They've done everything. You know, I'm not taking up for anything that they've done. They've got it in their books. Everybody can read it. It's crazy. But, you know, we're talking about, you know, television for 20 minutes. So when they did that, I heard Eddie Trunk come out with the radio thing that night. I listened to his radio and listened to H. Freely. And I don't know, it just pissed me off. And I was just like, okay, well, I tell you what, I'm just going to start this Facebook page. And I said, I got to find a picture, you know, to put up there that's kind of, you know, that will bring people to it. And then I saw these two pictures of them bald. You know, I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah, it's fake.
Yeah. So I just stuck it up there, and to me, that was my middle finger back at them. Okay, if you're going to disrespect me as a 70s faithful, diehard Kiss fan, you know, then, you know, maybe I'll just stick my finger back up. So I'll do the picture up.
Okay. And then the next. Okay, so that's where we're at right now, basically. You put the Facebook page up, and I haven't been on it today, unfortunately, like a lot of people. I had to go to work. And then but how many people have subscribed to your page as of right now?
Well, the first day, you know, it was like, you know, 5 or 6 people or whatever, 10 people, and they just started dribbling in a little bit. And then all of a sudden, you know, 100, then 200, now it's up to 360. But in the admin panel, it says the total reach, people who've actually surfed over this page and read this thing with the picture of the bald head.
Right.
Is 5,880 people.
Okay. So I guess my question for you would be, now you've told your story, And you've gone by what you've read here and you've read there, but really, this is all an assumption to you. You don't know for factually. I mean, I want to get that clear. You don't know factually the reason why. I mean, I don't know. It's going to be very few people understand or know factually why this isn't happening, other than, you know, how you feel and what you believe you understand from what you've read.
Well, from the statements from Paul and Gene. It just, from the very get-go, it just, you know, they were saying no. So I'm just like, no. And okay, if you're not going to play, that's fine. But then when the thing came in about, okay, we're going to let you guys play, but Tommy's going to wear the makeup. And I was like, man, this is bullshit.
Okay. So now to be clear, now the show's going to, now that the 40th anniversary tour is going to be coming and, you know, in a few months, you are absolutely positively, no matter what, not going to this show. Am I correct?
Not going.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Okay. So
if they're going to do this, if they're going to do this to those two guys and just totally ruin it for the fans or whatever. And not just, listen, not just the 70s fans, but all the Kiss fans. Because, you know, the new Kiss fans, they think that Tommy and Eric are Ace and Peter. So a lot of those fans are really defensive like I am about those two guys, which are really good players. You know, it's kind of like the Democrats and Republicans of Kiss.
Well, I got to tell you, I disagree with that. I think that the new Kiss fans know who Tommy is, and I think they know who Eric is. I think that, you know, for the most part, like my son, because of me, knows who Peter Chris and Ace Frehley is. But, you know,
right.
if I were to have just taken my kid if a kid would have just discovered Kiss, you know, for the most part, until they started looking into it, they wouldn't even know that Peter and Ace was in the band until they looked into it. But I guess my question, my main question is for you is, why should I not go? I always think of Kiss as whoever is in the band. If Paul and Gene were not in the band, I probably wouldn't go see them. However, I think that Paul and Gene always think of Kiss is whoever's in the band, no matter, you know. So if Peter left the band and Eric came in, Kiss is still, you know, Eric Carr. And then, you know, and then Ace leaves the band and Vinnie Vincent joins the band and it's still Kiss. You know, it might not be the Kiss that we grew up on, because like you, I grew up in the 70s and, you know, I can't say that I was into Kiss in 75. I think it was more 76 or 77, but still right in the meat of all of it. I think that, you know, they've always thought of themselves as, we're Kiss no matter who's in the band. And so right now Kiss is Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, Eric Singer, and Tommy Thayer. So why shouldn't they perform
basically what it is, it's not really, you know, I kind of agree with what you're saying. I mean, yeah, they've changed into different members along, you know, 2 years, whatever. You know, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, look, you know, if you got a guy that's drunk, he's not going to get up on stage. I know all about that. I'm a musician. I've done it. So you have to get somebody to replace him. I get it. That's not really what it is. And I'm not one of those Kiss fans that, you know, even though there's a thing up there is like talking about Faith Shirley and Cheater, you know, Cheater Chris, basically these things that these people are coming up with putting on here along with the bald heads is just some eye candy. And Gene Simmons is all about that. Any way you can, you know, make a dollar and get somebody to look at your product, you know, you go after it. So I just kind of use the same kind of you know, thought process of that. But no, my thing is just the respect of the two guys that helped me get there. Well, without the fans.
No, you're right. But let me ask you this. What about, what would you say to somebody who says, man, Peter Criss and Ace Frehley have been disrespecting Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons for, you know, when they were in the band, in the biggest band in the world, Kiss, and, you know, and they were missing recording things and complaining about not getting enough money and complaining about this and walking out. Hell, Peter Criss walked out on you when you were a kid, and I think about that. I think about the fact that, you know, I love Peter Criss, man, but he turned his back on me. He, you know, the whole I wanted to see if I could do it on myself, by myself, you know, interview, you've seen it. He turned his back on me, but I don't go, oh man, I'm going to boycott Peter Criss. If he comes through town, I'm going to, you know,
I hated that happened, man. You know, I think, you know, when Beth hit, you know, they just kind of blew his head up like a balloon. Whatever, he went on that route with whatever substance abuse he was going.
Sure, and Ace, you know, and Ace, and Ace was, you know, so, you know, he didn't play on every album because, you know, I'm at a card game, you know, and he's missing the, you know, I think that when it comes down to,
these guys have admitted to their, you know, their things in the books and stuff, you know, and I'm, you know, but he walked out on me too. But you know what you never hear about is what Paul and Gene did. Were they angels this whole time?
Oh, no. Everybody knows that Paul Stanley is Kiss. Paul Stanley has always been, you know, he has been the focused one. You know, Gene Simmons went off to Hollywood, you know, but he didn't leave the band, you know, to, you know, I guess where I'm going with this is, you know, it almost feels the way I feel about it is the reason why Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, Peter Criss and Ace Frehley aren't together right now is because of Peter Criss and Ace Frehley, not because of Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons. I don't believe for a second that they would have in the 70s gone, man, I cannot wait to get rid of these two guys. I firmly believe that they knew the model. They understood that the four of them were the reason why everything went forward. But once Peter left, it's almost like you look at – if you were doing something, whatever you were doing, like if you're in a band and I walk up to you and go, you know, I'm going to leave the band. I think you should stop. You're going to be like, hell no, I'm not going to stop. I love this and I'm going to keep going. I don't blame him a bit. Sure.
What's going on?
I kind of feel like, and I understand that how you feel. You're angry because you're not going to get that one last little taste of what you wanted or what you think the other guys deserve.
No, it's not really that. Not really that at all. I mean, I kind of figured that, you know, the blood was too bad for them to do anything. I didn't even think that they would even allow them to come to the Hall of Fame and get their thing, except for the Hall of Fame was going to push it, you know, its original four. But when Gene came out and made a couple statements, you know, and basically when Ace said, okay, well, they want us to come, but they're just going to let Tommy wear the makeup, and I was just like, man, they're doing that on purpose. They're doing that purposely. Can't they just for 20 minutes, you know, be the original Kiss, get the honor and just go on. It's not really me missing the very last thing. It was basically the respect of the whole thing. Because if it was me, if I was Paul Stanley and I hated Ace Frehley's ass, I would be, you know, I would be at least professional enough to know that this guy is just as much part of the reason that I'm standing here on this stage receiving this award. It doesn't matter what happened in the past. And I'll tell you why it doesn't matter. 1996 is why. Those those guys were good enough for Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley to go out and be millionaires again. And everything that Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley has done since 1996, you got to be honest, we both know that Kiss wasn't, you know, Michael Jackson at that time. They weren't making that big money. Everything that they've done after the reunion show is showing with football teams, restaurants, the big spectacle of the concert, it's the money that they made from. So the past doesn't matter. You can sit there and say, well, what about all the stuff that they did? Well, guess what? In 1996, that didn't matter to Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley because what they were seeing was green.
Okay. Well, I would argue that they've always seen green. If you watch the Tom Snyder,
if you,
I don't think anything has changed except opportunity. I mean, if somebody would have come, say what?
What changed is their view on Peter and Ace. Now they've got two guys that are basically robots and will do everything they tell them, and they bought the makeup from them, so they don't really need them no more. They just stick the makeup on there. And just like Gene Simmons, there's an article out there right now. I'll find it and send you the link. But there's an article out there right now where Gene Simmons stated, I believe it's a video. He says that, you know, look out here with all these people in the crowd, 70,000 people. He said, see these kids on the front row? He said, do you think that those kids are looking for Ace Frehley? They're like, Ace who? He says, do you think they know who he is right now? And dude, that's part of the reason that it upset me, because to me, that's just rude. That guy is part of what made you what you are today, Vincent.
Sure.
You wouldn't even have your own show on TV if it probably hadn't been for the reunion tour. You know?
Well, you know, I think what he's trying to say is these kids don't know who Ace Frehley is. They know who the Spaceman is, and they know who Tommy Thayer is. But, you know, it's like – so let me ask you this. What do you think about –
You said a while ago that, you know, these kids know who they are because I told them.
Well, I'm saying my son.
I think people will know who they are. And you have Gene Simmons on video stating, see these people in the front row, they don't know who – Ace Frehley. They don't care who Ace Frehley is. They don't know who he is. And I was just like, that's it. That's why I'm upset about it, because, you know, I think that these guys should be professional enough just to bring these two guys in and receive the award whether they want it or not, you know, whether they respect the Hall of Fame or not. If it was me and I didn't respect the Hall of Fame, I wouldn't show up. If it was for the fans, I would show up. But you know, on the side it says, what we do, it's all for the fans. What they did with Ace Frehley and Peter Criss with this one thing was not for the fans. It was for Gene and Paul.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. How do you feel about the statement that Paul made where he said that he thinks that all the members that have ever been in Kiss should be honored?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely agree with that.
Okay, so you don't have a problem. For you, mostly, just to make sure I'm clear on this, for you, mostly, the thing that chaps your hide is the, you know, Peter and Ace not being able to get up on that stage with Paul and Gene in the makeup. It would be somebody else in the makeup.
And have these guys walk up on stage, receive the award. Okay, guys, go sit down. Tommy and Eric's going to wear your makeup, and they're going to get the glory for the end of the show. And that's just a big slap in the face to Ace and Peter, and a punch right in the 70s fans' nose. Like, you know, these guys don't matter no more, and the 70s fans don't matter either. And Gene Simmons just made a statement that on his Twitter that it's the 70s fans that this is affecting the most. He knows what's going on. You know, so.
Right. Well, you know, my main thing in this interview, what I'm trying to do is I don't want to give my opinion too much. I kind of want the listeners to give their opinion once they hear you, you know, and I'm going to write something about this once I stop and re-listen to what you've said. And, you know, because you've said a lot and you know, some of it makes sense to me. I'm not going to lie, you know, but at the same time, I want everybody that's listening to go ahead and give their opinion. So, you know, we can really get like all different kinds of views, and it won't just be my view.
You'll get that.
Huh?
You'll definitely get that.
Sure. And
I just want the listeners out there to understand that this is not really, and you can go on the Facebook page and look for yourself. This is not me going on there saying, don't buy this, don't buy that, don't go to the concerts, don't blah, blah, blah. This is me saying how I feel.
Yeah, but
I'm not asking.
But that's not really true, because boycott is saying you shouldn't buy. I mean, if somebody were to say boycott the Yankees, they're telling you, you shouldn't go, and here's why. I mean, boycott is a really strong and precise word. It means, like I said,
the people that are saying, I'm not buying merchandise no more, I'm not doing this no more. I mean, those people are making those statements on their own. I'm not asking them to do that. I just made the site, I put that up there. That's my statement to them, and then the people that join this site and click like, hey, that's what they think too. You know what I mean? So that's just kind of the way it is. As far as the members, you know, everybody that's up there listening, I just want you to know that I have no problem with any of the members being inducted, because they've been a part of the KISS history, But to me, to kick aside the two guys that helped blast this off, and dude, you were there during the 70s. You know, it was totally different than what's going on now. I mean, yeah, the KISS has got the money and they can make it bigger than a giant. But back then in the 70s, it was unreal time to be a KISS fan.
Sure. I know guys that are like, you don't understand. I mean, you're not like that. I mean, or you are like that? I mean, are you basically, letting the people know who weren't around in the 70s, say an 80s KISS fan or a 90s KISS fan or a 2000s KISS fan, you just don't get it because you weren't there?
In a way, I don't think they do, you got to look at it like this. Most of them weren't even born yet. So if they didn't experience, it's kind of like the guys in the 80s, in the 80s bands and stuff, like some of the guys from Rat or whatever, they'll say, hey, if you remember the 80s, you weren't there. It's because everybody was messed up. I think if some of these fans had experienced what me and you experienced, they would probably be upset too that, these guys are kicking them to the curb. But, all you have to say is, oh, that guy was a dopehead. He did this, He tried to ruin the band, and you got thousands of people hating on, Ace Frehley and Peter Criss, and they don't understand that, Ace Frehley, Peter Criss, Paul Stanley, and Gene Simmons is KISS to me. Anything after that, it was still KISS, but it's not what I grew up, watching and listening to.
Sure.
It's totally different. They're a totally different band. I mean, in the 80s, they went glam. I never thought that would happen, but it did.
Sure.
I was like, Paul Flynn came out wearing pink and all this glam stuff, and I was like, yeah, they wore makeup, and they're kind of glam, I guess. I don't know. But to me, back then, they were more like Superman or Spider-Man or something like
sure.
that. Captain America. That's kind of how I view them. But you have to understand, I'm also a musician. I'm a guitarist, and I was heavily influenced by these guys. I just released an album a couple months ago, and I've had people come up to me and go, wow, your music sounds like KISS. Your music sounds like the Beatles. You sound like Ace Frehley. People don't even know me. That's why I'm so upset. I'm one of these people that was influenced by these guys. And to see them, just kind of turn those other two guys away and say, okay, well, you guys can show up if you guys are going to wear your makeup for the world to see. I mean, that's, like I said, it's like telling Led Zeppelin they can receive an award, but, Jimmy Page and John Bonham can't play. I mean, it's ridiculous. But, it's just my opinion. I mean, I'm
sure.
I'm not saying, hey, everybody needs to think like me. These are just my personal opinions, and it's why I put this page up. I mean, I'm like, wow, can you guys just, give these guys 20 minutes? I mean, well, what's the big deal here? And I'll say this. Two special things would happen that night. One of them would be, at the end of the night, Peter Criss would come out on the stage and sing Bet. their biggest hit, steal the show completely. I don't think Paul can handle that, honestly.
So okay, I'm with you there. I see what you're saying now.
Yeah, and the second thing that would happen that a lot of people probably don't realize is if the Paul Schaefer band was playing and Ace played with the Paul Schaefer band, that would be the guys, a couple of the guys from his 78 solo album.
Right.
So, you know, there's a few things, you know, there, but I don't know, man. You know, it's just
well, let me ask you one more question before we go. When Kiss did the Rock Honors, did you flip out on that? I mean, Ace wound up playing with Rob Zombie and Scott Ian and I believe Tommy Lee and Slash, I think that was the whole band. And you know, and he was not in makeup for that. And
yeah,
you know,
those guys that played with him are rock stars,
right? No,
they are fans of Kiss and they're fans of Ace Frehley.
Sure,
you know what? It affected them too. That's why they showed up and did what they did.
Sure, but you don't think that? I mean, it didn't bother you. I mean, this didn't bother you when they did it before. I mean, they didn't let him get on the stage at the Rock Honors. You know,
it did bother me, but you know. Here's the thing that happened with me, and it probably happened with everybody else. Why are they doing this? What's going on here? You know, can they come out and explain what's going on? Why does the Ace have to show up with these other guys and play and make a statement? What's going on behind the scenes here? What's really happening here? You know.
Well, that's the million-dollar question now, isn't it? Because the truth is, nobody knows. And yeah, I'll tell you where I'm at with this story. This is what I think was going on. And I don't know at all if I'm right, okay? And this is the most important statement that I could possibly make. I don't know at all if I'm right. But I think that Paul and Gene were willing to play with Ace and Peter, and I think they were also willing to play with the other guys. And then I think I think Peter and Ace were like, no, that's not how we're going to do it. And then they went to Eddie Trunk and, you know, they knew that a lot of fans, especially their fans, and that's mostly you and I and people from the 70s, you know, or, you know, were going to be listening to Eddie Trunk that night. And then they were going to go Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons. And every one of us were going to go, son of a gun, they suck. You know, when really, you know, I'm worried that we're taking, I have to be honest, I'm worried that some people are taking their anger and the fact that they're upset out on the wrong two guys when, you know, like I said, the truth is none of us really know. You know, for all we know, Peter and Ace were going, no, we're going to be the only ones that play. And Paul and Gene went, no, I think everybody should, which is, you admittedly agree, everybody should be, you know, honored, you know. And once again, I don't know that this is the way it went, but I do know that they immediately ran to Eddie Trunk and, you know, and went, look at what happened. Now you're not going to get what you want. And it's all because of Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons. When, you know, God, man, we really don't know.
Yeah, we don't know, and that's one of my main issues, because the people who suffer are the fans. You know, look, you know, I saw Kiss in '96. I met the guys a couple times, and you know what? You know, so what? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But a lot of people, there's a lot of people that just, you know, watch TV that are not in bands, that don't understand music, that are Kiss fans, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a big deal to them. You know, and they're like, oh, wow, did you hear Kiss is going to be on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Sure.
You know, we're going to see the original. First thing that's going to come to them is the original lineup, you know. And then when this stuff happens, they don't understand what's going on. Nobody understands what's going on because we're hearing one thing from one side, one thing from another. It's like the he said, she said thing. But what I do understand is some of the first things that Gene and Paul said, I don't see it happening. We're not going to play with them. I mean, they were pretty much telling you right up front. And then they turn around and say, no, we never said that. You know, I'm like, okay, come on. You know, what's going on here? You know, but yeah, you're right. I mean, it could be all four of them. And in fact, I had somebody from another podcast, I won't mention the name or anything, but contact me and message and was trying to persuade me to change the photograph that I had up there, and not only protest Paul Stanley Museums, but also protest, you know, boycott Ace Frehley and Peter Criss too. And I was like, okay, well, give me a good reason why. Tell me why I should also protest them. And this guy kept on. He never, you know, came out and gave me a good reason. The only reason that he could give me was, well, you know what? These guys are not, you know, it might be their fault too. You really don't know what's happened. You know, it's exactly what we're talking about here. Yeah, we don't know what's happening, but we do know this. We do know that Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley stated at the very beginning of this, they did not want to play with them. We know that. And we know that Peter Criss and Ace Frehley said that they would. So whatever's going on in between those two statements, you know, I don't know. But I couldn't find a reason to protest Peter Criss and Ace Frehley. Okay, if you're right, and there's some things going on behind the scenes that, you know, they're throwing rocks and all this and that, you know. Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of let down that all, you know, the four can't get it together and just, you know, do something for the fans. You know, they made enough money off, you know, from the fans. The fans paid them this money that made them these huge giants that they are. They could at least respect the fans for 20 minutes, you know.
Sure. I mean, you know, and we've run a little long here, but, and that's good. It's okay because I've really enjoyed listening to you. But, you know, the same thing could be said for Ace and Peter. They could have gone, hell, I don't care if I don't wear the makeup. I just want to get on the stage and perform for my fans, you know, one last time and with the boys. And it doesn't matter if we're not wearing makeup, you know, it's for the fans. And, you know, ultimately, I'm going to have to go back and read, you know, some of the tweets, because I was pretty sure that Gene, a couple of his tweets were like, sure, I'll play with, you know, Peter and Ace. I'm pretty sure he said that, you know, at the beginning. And like I said, it seemed to.
They did after the initial conversation and Paul Stanley was going out, you know, the big one was Paul saying it's not likely. And before they said that they were going to be in the, you know, the ceremony, Gene was on there saying, no, I want to play with these guys again. Are you kidding me? You know, there's videos of him doing this. And then he turned around and said, no, that's not what I meant. I'm like, I mean, who do you think you're fooling, man? What's going on here? You know, just tell us the truth. But yeah, I mean, I'd love for the four guys to get up there and do their thing. You know, honor Eric Carr, especially. Eric Carr is like one of the coolest people I've ever met. And he saw Paul Stanley be rude to me that day and that night. I actually went to the party they had after the show and hung out with Eric Carr, had some martinis, and he told me crazy stories about Ace really shooting his neighbor's house up or something, you know. And he was really nice because he knew that the Kiss fans wanted to talk to Ace and, I mean, to Gene and Paul, and they wouldn't have really anything to do with the fans. You know, they were just kind of, they'd blow you off. But Eric Carr, first thing he did is he came over to the table, he sat down, he said, I'm gonna hang out with you guys. He goes, I'll buy you some martinis. We'll sit here and we'll talk. He goes, under one condition. And we're like, what's that? He goes, we don't talk about Kiss. And everybody was just like, oh. He was like, I'm just joking, man. You can ask me anything you want. You know, the guy was cool. But they should honor all of them and let them, you know, get up there and do a free for all, whatever. I mean, don't even wear the makeup. You know, whatever. But you know, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame want to make this a big spectacle. You know, Gene and Paul want to make this a big spectacle. So, well, you know, in order to do that, they've got to have the Kiss logo up there. They've got to have the makeup and the, you know, costumes, the whole nine yards, you know. And which comes back down to the thing, okay? You're going to get the two guys up there and these guys' makeup, the guys who invented this makeup and persona, and make them sit down. You know, it's just, to me, it's just rude. And really, that's why I started
paying. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show. I want to thank you. You know, you got your voice out there. I hope I gave you feel like I gave you your shot, you know, to
Oh, well, I mean, that's all I can say. I mean, I'm not really you know, if you come to the side, you want to make a comment or whatever, that's fine. Either way, you know, just don't come attacking each other or using profanity or whatever, because I'll just delete you off there.
But, sure, sure. You can have a debate.
Yeah. I mean, I, you know, tell me why you think we shouldn't boycott. But, you know, I'm telling you why that I did. And and it's really just about my feeling. And also, a statement was made that the likes on the page mean nothing. You know, and I think the guy was coming about, you know, there's thousands of people out there, you know, you've only got 360 likes. It doesn't mean nothing. It doesn't matter if you have 5,000, it means nothing. There's 360 people that have liked this page right now that this issue has affected.
Sure. They count, and they count.
Yeah, it means something.
One more thing, real quick before we go. Tell them about the site that you're building right now.
Okay, I'm building a site. It's basically like a Facebook platform. So when you log into Facebook and you go into the world of Facebook, you know, it's a big thing about everything. I'm building a site that's just like Facebook, has all the same little features and stuff. I mean, it's almost like a clone, but for kids, 70s kids. In fact, it's called 70skids.com. It's not really to slap anybody in the face or say the new KISS fans or the new KISS members don't mean anything. It's basically a database of all the old KISS music, all the old KISS photographs, videos, everything, and the community to go along with it where you can log in and just kind of make friends with other people that are into the same thing, and to help other, you know, new fans understand where this group came from. So maybe there is somebody out there that thinks Tommy Thayer is Ace Frehley. Not necessarily the name, but the makeup.
Right.
Or they can go to this site and they can go in and they can read about it. Like one of the albums will be up there. You can click on the music and listen to it. And they'll have the Wikipedia information about that album and what happened. Who, what, when, and where. So it's basically just an educational thing. But yeah, come check it out. I'm actually working on it right now, so it's in offline mode. But when it blasts off, it'll be for the 70s KISS fans.
Awesome. All right. Well, I just want to thank you, Stephen. Stephen Blevins, who has the Facebook page Boycott Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley. And hey, man, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Hey, it was a blast, man. Thanks.
All right. No problem. You take it easy. So there you have it. Now it's your turn. I want you guys to sound off about what you just listened to on our Facebook page, in our email, podcastrockcity1@gmail.com, or even on the YouTube page. Also, do me a favor on the iTunes. If you're listening here, give us a rating and give us a review. It would be appreciated very, very much. And like the Facebook page, and we'll see you guys next show. Peace.
Podcast Rock City.
That's right, Kiss Army. We're having a rock and roll party, and you are invited. Tune into the Strange Ways Kiss Podcast and hang out with your Kiss Army brothers, Jody Havnock, Clinton Harris, and D-Rock.
Hi,
join us where we celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. That's Strange Ways Kiss Podcast. You can find us on Facebook or Podomatic.com. We'll see you there.
Sometimes you don't sound like you're kidding. You know, there's a lot of people around.
Honey, I'm only kidding with you. We're having a party. I mean, I just came home. I haven't seen you in a long time, and I'm breaking your balls, and you're right away, you're getting fucking fresh. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you.
I'm sorry, too. It's okay. No problem.
Okay, salut. I'll go home and get your fucking
goddamn crazy nights.
Motherfucking
History Science Theater. We bust balls because we care. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and all over the place.